Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. It's really that simple. Check out the website, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. And again, head over to MyPillow.com. During the break, not now. I want you to listen to the show. But Mike's giving you a great deal. If you've got promo code Joe, you can save a boatload of money on the slippers. You can save a boatload of money on sheets, pillows, pillowcases, bedspreads, the whole nine yards. He's got all kinds of stuff there for you. And we all benefit. He keeps the factories open. Americans keep working. Tax money is flushed anyway. But you're close. And then on top of all of that, right, I get a few bucks. Are we good with that? I'm good with that. I want to make a few dollars, and you save money, so everybody wins. So let's do the whole win-win-win situation. It's always worked out well. Anyway, Sony Smith joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the party off. Let's get things rolling. And hi, Sonia.
No, you know what? I'm offended right now.
You what?
I'm offended because you had Zoe on earlier and before. I was the only black person, and now you got Zoe, and now you got me, and I feel like it's Black Friday.
What? Oh, hey, that's not a bad idea for a show. I'll let you two come on together. We can call it, we'll call it Oreo Friday. I'll put you up on one side, Zoe on the other, and I'll be in the middle.
I can't invite my friends on and you call it that. But you know I love Zoe, and he's a kindred spirit, and he's saying stuff in a better way than I could, but I'm just saying, I need to have us both on a Friday.
Well, let's do this, though. I want to kind of brighten up your day, okay? Now, we heard that Nancy Pelosi now is being denied communion in the Catholic Church because of her stance on abortion.
Which is
about time, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So the Archbishop of San Francisco has decided, yeah, no more for her. And like I said, I'm okay with that. I think that's wonderful. But AOC's having a different problem with this Christian thing. Why don't you take a listen? I think you'll enjoy this. You know what's going to happen, right? I'm going to hit the button and nothing's going to happen. Let me see. Probably. Oh, I do it to myself all the time. This is nothing new. Here we go.
For people who say, oh, but you're harming a life, I believe this is life. Well, some religions don't. So how about that? Our Jewish brothers and sisters, they are able to have an abortion according to their faith. You know, there are so many faiths that do not have the same definition of life as fundamentalist Christians. And so what about their rights? What about their right to exercise their faith? It's ridiculous. And it is theocratic. It's authoritarian. Ooh. It is wrong.
She uses all those big words. It's so exciting.
And when I used to attend bar, like authoritarian and theocratic and all those words meant so much.
Hey, you do that pretty good. I mean, but think about it. All religions do not condone abortion. All religions hold life in high esteem. The Jews, and I've had discussions with my Jewish friends over abortion, and no, it's not. Remember, you know, I tell people all the time, the word abortion, just like the word homosexuality, is not used in the Bible in that light. Okay? But in Jeremiah, when God says that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, he had value for you before you were in your mom's womb, he has a plan for you, for your life, before in your mom's womb, and I go, what gives you the right to stop that?
Well, you're
the Jews,
assuming...
The Jews, the Christians, and even the Muslims who believe in the Abrahamic code know this. But she's wrong.
Well, you're assuming that these people, like AOC, refers to the Bible. That's not their thing.
No kidding.
It's just not their thing. But they know they're, you know, it's so funny. When we write or we do comedy in a room, you have to know your audience. And she knows her audience. Her audience doesn't care about the Bible. In fact, they hate the Bible.
Yeah.
So this isn't a shock to me. It just isn't.
Well, no, that part's not a shock to me. The ignorance of somebody like her. How does somebody like that... Now, I know how she got in. You know how she got in, too. But, I mean, these people are getting in more and more and more into Congress, into places of authority. I mean, it was hilarious. I don't know if some of you remember when she first got elected, and she couldn't wait to be, remember, inaugurated. She couldn't wait. And then when she was done with her inauguration, she was going right in and start signing all these bills that went against Trump stuff. And you're
right.
Like,
right,
are you an idiot?
No, yeah. She's not an idiot. She knows her audience. There's a certain amount of people that are going to go for that crap.
Yeah, she's still an idiot. Anyway.
This is spiritual warfare.
That word. All right, we're going to break.
Yeah, that word. It's spiritual warfare.
Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I think you can dance that one.
Double Secret host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on because I think her sushi is getting cold or something. Anyway,
my sushi's getting warm.
Well, that could be a problem later on, couldn't it? I mean, seriously. Someone senior host, always a pleasure. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every Friday to kind of kick us off. Right now, she just looks like she wants to kick someone.
It's so strange on me to talk about the left. They're awful, godless, soulless people. And I feel like I'm just a broken record. I say that every week. And I don't know what else to say. Every time you bring up a topic, I go, well, yeah, because they're godless, soulless, foolish people.
I'm not, no, your mantra should be, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Not surprised.
You can't be.
I'd rather go eat fish that's never been cooked.
Yeah. No, but isn't it great that you can sit there and you can go, yeah, that's them. Yep, that's them.
Yep,
at least your heart doesn't start pumping like crazy.
It does because America's such a wonderful place.
Listen. But don't you love when we have little wins? We're vindicated on things like right now. I think I was telling you during the break that there's another study shows, and it actually doesn't even show, it confirms that wearing masks increases COVID infection. You know,
we know that.
Right, but you just talked about earlier about these unaware people in your family and other places around you, you know, and you want to go to them and say, look, we've been telling you this, and now here's a medical study that was done that shows that we were right.
I just will tell you, in terms of my family, A, you can't take that to them, and B, if you did, they wouldn't believe it anyhow. They need to believe in fear. They need to believe in the mask. They need to believe in the vaccines. They need to believe in... And that's fine, as long as you've done some more research. And if you've done some more research and you come out on the other side of, yeah, I need to wear the mask and I need to get a vax, then it's fair. But that's not where we are.
You know, Dennis Prager was talking about something the other day, and he said something kind of like, you know, one of those things that rings around your head, it plays in your head for a couple of days because you're trying to work it through. He said, look, at the natural of this generation and a few, you know, what's happened in this country is we've become naturally wanting to be taken care of. We want to be taken care of. We want security.
I love what he says. He says it's not natural that we want to be free. He says what we want to naturally is to be taken care of.
Yeah. I mean...
I never thought of that until Dennis Prager said it.
Yeah, but I don't remember growing up like that. I remember growing up with the government is not your sufficiency. The government, you know, is not going to take care of you. You need to make it on your own, and you need to, need to, need to.
That's not what he's saying. He says our intuition, our gut feeling is that we want to be taken care of.
Really? You believe that?
Yes. Huh?
Okay, is it different for men and women?
I do think that, and that's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
I think for women...
Ahead. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
No, I do think that. I think for women, it's more that we want to be taken care of. And then who supplies that? The government.
Doesn't that make you weak? I mean, wouldn't the feminists say that? You're weak because you want to be taken care of?
Let's just count the feminists out because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But yes, no, yes. Women have an innate desire, because of who we are, to be protected and to be wanted to take care of. And the only thing that's been supplied for that is the government.
Mm-hmm. And they've done that. They've done a very good job at pulling the general populace in and saying, we're here, we're your safety blanket.
We're your savior. We're going to take care of you from cradle to grave. And thank you. And women go, thank you. Because that's our nature. We want to be, and that's nothing wrong. God created us to be people who want to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
But the left has done a really great job of taking men and turning them around and going, they're not protective anymore. I was in Los Angeles the other day with my daughters, and we watched these men cross the street, and there were tons of soy boys. They couldn't protect a woman if their life depended on it.
They were running around looking at each other for help.
It's a sad... And thank you to the left.
So think about something. The more that we depend on government, or people depend on government for help, the higher the crime rates, the higher the unemployment rates, the higher the homeless rates, right? I mean, seriously, you think about all this, the higher
the
people go without medical help.
And the more here, and I have to say this as a woman, our relationships are really messed up. Even if men wanted to step up and say, we're going to protect you and take care of you and we're going to change all the things that you just said, ain't going to happen. They don't know how.
You know, I don't know if you heard the segment with Zoe. I know that you didn't want to listen to it because I had him on first. I get that.
Yeah, I listened to it.
So, but we were talking about, you know, how the and I don't think it's just the black community, but the black community is so self-effacing. They just tear each other down, and they tear down the men a lot. Now that's his words, not mine. So, guys, because I don't live in a black community, but I know that in the Italian community, there's a lot of that kind of thing going on. But it's also followed up with, but you don't need to stay there. You can change your life. You can change what's going on by going out and doing A, B, and C.
Praise the Lord.
Right?
What? That. It takes a lot to do that, though.
I agree with you. But has the black community been so conditioned by the government and those people that they're just stuck there? And that's it? You have to have the government for help?
They're not stuck, and my battery's going to die. But
there's no dying.
But you've seen that the black community in numbers, particularly black males, have been stepping into MAGA territory. So don't count them out.
I would never count them out. I think that's a bad thing to put out anywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Don't count them out. It's a wonderful change of events.
Okay. So where do people find you before you go black on this?
I have no idea. Just come here on Friday night.
Don't come. Right. Okay. You can find her at the Crab Shack in Ventura County every Saturday night. Shouting out to crabs and
I love you, and I love your audience.
There were a couple of people that wished you a happy birthday last week.
Thank you.
And I sent it to you, but you didn't respond to me, so the heck with it. Anyway, we'll catch you next week, Sonia.
It's because I don't like you.
Yeah, okay. Right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back.
Bye.
All right.
Dear, have a great, I don't know how many.
You look like you're going to fall asleep in the middle of talking. What were you, up at 6?
I'm so tired.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the baby formula crisis continues, the Pentagon is giving more details on where things stand with Operation Fly Formula, an initiative started by the Biden administration to send aircraft overseas to acquire baby formula and bring it back to the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby is asked at a briefing if the military is involved in any other ways in terms of the formula shortage.
Right now, the extent of it is using DOD, really, Transportation Command's contracting vehicles to find commercial aircraft to fly this formula.
Wall Street ending the week flat at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 8 points to close out the week at 31,261. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Double to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. We always love when Sonia is on. No, really, seriously. We have a lot of fun with her when she's here. There's just so much going on in the news. You can't keep up with it all. I don't mind trying for you guys, but it's just craziness. All right. Let's get to some of these stories that are so wonderful. Where was I? Oh, the masks. I was doing that with Sonya, but I never got around to finishing the story up. You have study after study after study of them, but they're not talking about it anymore, you'll notice. Right? But people across the globe, right, they're concerned about the germ thing. You got to wear a mask, got to be safe, you got to this, you got to that, whatever. Right? And now we find out from a new study that after these countries have examined the correlation between morbidity and mask usage, it's been collected from over 35 European countries. Over 35, not like one or two. And they did it over a 6-month span. This is between 20 and 21. See, now I don't know why they've held us back for so long. Why we haven't been able to see it until now. The University of San Paulo found that wearing masks not only useless in preventing the transmission of COVID, but a moderate positive correlation between mask usage and deaths. Now, according to Spears Peer Review, the Medical Science Journal, I can't pronounce half these words, on April 19th, face masks do not prevent transmission of disease. In fact, they increase the risk of dying from COVID-19. The findings presented in this short communication suggest that the countries with high levels of mask compliance did not perform better than those with low mask usage in a 6-month period. They encompassed the second European wave of COVID-19. So they didn't help keep it away. They didn't help stop the spread of it. And nobody wants to say that. Now, part of it, I get this, but part of this is truly to use the masks properly, the way they're made, the way they're made to be used, would mean that you have to, what is it, every 4 hours, every whatever hours, you can't use them all day long. Throw them on your desk and pick them up the next day. It's not how they work. Now, the lack of negative correlation between mask use and COVID-19 cases and deaths suggests that the widespread use of masks at the time when an effective intervention was most needed, well, during the 2021 autumn-winter break, showed that the mask didn't reduce anything when they really looked at it. Now, the company that primarily investigates the molecular genetics of microorganisms, they found a very moderate positive correlation. So, when you look at this, this is why they're not conspiracy theories. Right? We don't put conspiracy. I love how often we're found to be true. We're found that those quote-unquote conspiracy theories are true. Right? Now, breaking out, so the Dow Jones closed again. It was up slightly, but it's been down 8 consecutive weeks. We have not seen this happen. You ready for this one? For 90 years. Now, remember, when Trump got in office, it was going to tank. The economy was going to tank. The market was going to tank. Life was over. And, I'm sorry, who's it tanking on? Where's it having trouble? And it's not going to, it's not going to end anytime soon. More and more economists are talking about how bad it's going to get. Stagflation is here. Right? So if you want to be more specific, because some of you don't like when I'm not, the Dow Jones ended up 8.7 points today. Right? But the Dow was down over 934 points for the whole week. It was a bad week. And it's not going to get any better. Right? And it's 20% off a closing high it's had. The NASDAQ was down. But again, remember, all this was going to happen under Trump. So something. This must be a delayed reaction. What do you think? 855 Real Joe. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Same thing when you start really digging into things. Then get yourself facts. This is what I tell you. Always get informed, right? All right. I talked about this earlier. Portuguese is mad. The Portuguese people. They want us gone. Now, the bad part about it is they think this is Americans as a whole, and it's not. But the Portuguese people are angry at the influx of Californians who are bringing their crap with them. Their words, not mine. Right? And you're seeing a big exodus from California out of here to other states and or cities. Now, I tell you what. If they weren't such jerks, I'm talking about the Californians going to Portugal, you could live like a king there for what you're bringing. You sell your home in California, you go to Portugal, buy yourself a, they'll give you, permanent residence. If you buy half a million euro home, I don't know what that works out to be American dollars. Right? Now, there was a story recently titled out of there called Welcome to Portugal, the New Expat Haven. Californians, please go home. It reports that the number of Americans living in Portugal has risen 45% in the past year. Many of the Americans moving there are from California. Now, the article explains that the resentment of newcomers is growing. They can't stand it. Right? They become the root of questions of over gentrification, income disparity, immigration. Now, Portuguese activists have already taken to the streets to protest the gentrification caused by Americans, many of them Californians. They have moved to the neighborhood, they're causing skyrocketing rents, evictions, because they don't have eviction laws, apparently, or rent control laws. Right? So it's causing people to be evicted. You can't deny that places like Lisbon have become much more appealing for young creative people with money to spend. The effect on the economy and the way the buildings look, no longer empty, is astronomical. This is a geographer at the University of Lisbon. He said the average Portuguese person, though, can no longer afford to live in the center of Lisbon. Rents have gone up 5 times over the last few years. Yeah, but we're doing the same thing in this country, too. Seriously. The Portuguese government has responded to the housing crisis by suspending its golden visa program. In large cities, you know, foreigners from all across the globe who purchase homes that cost more than 500,000 euros, right, become, you know, they can stay. But it's dominated by the Americans. It's making them nuts. See, I wonder why that is. And it's not just, it's not like it's just dominated by Americans. Right? These are liberal Americans. I don't understand it. And California's been decreasing like crazy. They're losing people. Like I said, first time in, I don't know, what was it, 100 years that we actually lost a congressional seat? According to one person, things were just becoming too much back at home, but I didn't want to leave everything about L.A. behind. There's a person from L.A. With Portugal, Dixon added, we could keep the parts we liked and leave the rest. But you're seeing this happen in Tennessee, Oklahoma, Kentucky, you know, and other places that they're fleeing to, Utah, Idaho, and so on. I have a friend of mine that moved to Tennessee. His house tripled in value in a matter of 18 months, I think it was. If he sells it, what are you going to make? I would sell it, shove the money in the bank, rent the place for a while because, you know, houses are still going up. Wait till it takes a nosedive and then come back. That's what I would do anyway. So I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up on the website. You can sign up for the weekly email blast once I get it going. And more than happy to get it out to you. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on a Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I'm enjoying it. Always, always, always. Pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please. You know, just get involved. Do what you got to do. Whether you get involved in running for office, helping somebody run for office, you know, cleaning up your neighborhoods of these dirty politicians would be great. It really would be a lot of fun. I mean, you'd be surprised how much satisfaction you got to do with stuff like this. Let's pick up Phil out of Massachusetts. Phil, you're on.
Hey, Joe, it's been since February last time I talked to you.
Wow. You okay?
I had COVID in early February a second time. Phil from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, my home state.
And I used to talk about Christian values and about doesn't matter what faith you're part of, as long as you've got some values.
Yeah.
That's the last conversation we had back in early February. So I got COVID in early March. Second time. Thank God it wasn't bad. I had like two bad days that I had to be hospitalized. So I had to reboot myself, and somewhere in that process, my phone, it was in the vault at the hospital because I was only there for a day and a half. I could never reboot it and do it the right way, so I didn't get I got the same number, but a new phone. And back in April, a dear friend of mine, Eric, who grew up in this city, made national news. He had a little buzz on. He was down in Central City in Philadelphia. And he was walked out of a bar, and he had some words with one of the bouncers, and he got killed.
Oof.
And today I just found out, and that's why I'm calling you, because a few times you and I have talked, you just ground me because you don't judge anybody. You're realistic, but you also have compassion. And that's what Eric was about. He was a school committee person at 21 years old. He worked a lot of people, homeless people. He worked for the federal government on diversity and development, and then one of the government offices. He was just visiting some friends in Philadelphia. And then today, about 1 o'clock, I found out that we're going to have a service for him finally here in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And I thought about that last conversation you and I had, because you were frustrated about some guy who was kind of like rat, like push your buttons, because it wasn't just that he disagreed with you. He was just mean. And that's when I had said to you in February, it's about how you carry yourself in life. Because at the end of the day, that's what you got. So yep. I'm feeling better. And tomorrow, this weekend is my birthday, but I'm really weak. And I may or may not make it to my family's birthday party because three of us have birthdays all together. But the common cause is two of my sisters who were younger than me, I brought them up. My mom and dad died when we were young. They still live in their productive members of my community. So I'm calling you because I'm kind of sad, but I'm also very proud of what I've accomplished. And I look at my sisters, and I remember Eric, and I say, with all this craziness in the world, that's what you and I talked about back in February.
Yeah.
It's just do the best you can do. If you can't hurt somebody, don't hurt somebody. If you can't help somebody, don't hurt somebody.
So, listen, I agree
love
with
listening
you.
To your show. I got reconnected, so.
And well, I appreciate
I love
that.
What you do, and you give people a decent choice. Even though you don't agree with them sometimes, you at least hear them out, as long as it don't be mean or stupid. So, thank you, Joe, for how you carry yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. Don't hang up. I mean, first of all, happy birthday. May you have many, many, many more.
Thank you.
And, you know, think about how much this guy touched you with his life. And I think we all... We
thousands
all touch somebody.
Thousands of kids, thousands of people in this world, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have the ability
he
to touch somebody.
He came from a little city of New Bedford, and he ended up working in the government to make change, to try to at least people have an open mind and be kind and decent. And you can agree mm-hmm. to disagree. But then he was just out having fun one night with some friends he hadn't seen in a while, and a mean person got crazy with him with just one punch, and he died and made national news.
That's too bad. That's terrible.
It affected thousands and thousands of people.
Yep.
And today, I got a gift for finding out we finally have a place to get together and have closure at the end of this month at the local YM, at the local Boys Club and Girls Club. Because that's what his family and him had wanted.
Well,
you can't do much better than that, man.
No, Phil, I appreciate you, and not because of what you said about me, but that you recognize compassion in people. You're willing to reach out to people. You're willing to talk to other people. And that's what we need to do.
The first
much
time
as
I
we might hate
I told
the ideology.
You, I lived a really rough life, and I was out of control. I grew up on a waterfront. I did some stupid, crazy things, and I hurt some people. I didn't mean to, but I did.
Yeah.
But I changed my life. I'm going to be 60 years old this weekend.
Wow.
And I look around the world, and I look around my city, and I look around the country, and I go, at the end of the day, how important is it? Really? We're all struggling. We're all paying bigger bills than we did 2 years ago. We're all doing things.
That's
but
true.
In that war over there in Ukraine, yeah, it does affect us in one way or another because we some of our sons and daughters and nephews and nieces over there. But on your day-to-day, May is, somebody told me the other day, Tuesday, Day of Compassion. Do something kind just to be nice. And I was like, how did I miss that? I'm 60 years old. How did I miss that? I said, how long has that been going on? They said about 10 years.
Yeah.
But I got it.
Phil, you got plenty.
Thank
you, got
my
plenty
friend. It's been a long time.
Plenty.
I finally get to reconnect with you, and I'm so glad.
Well, I appreciate that. I was actually, believe it or not, I was wondering about you the other day because I used to get, you know, a call here and there from you, and you'd pick up on something.
Yeah,
and
we had
great,
that Boston connection. New England connection. Yeah, yeah,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, we have the Massachusetts, the Boston connection for sure. Hey, God bless you, brother. Have a good birthday this week, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep. Bye-bye. You know, I've always joked about this show to a degree where they get mad at me they think it's funny when I say it, but it's like the Waltons there in our chat room, and they're all family members. It's like we have this massive family out there, and they're all talking about how hoping that each other's doing fine. They check in on each other and that kind of stuff. And that's really, and I don't care what walk of life you're from. You know, I prefer that you knew Christ. I prefer that you were a Christian. But if you're not, doesn't mean I discount you. That would be stupid. That would go against what I believe. Right? But we can all glean off each other. We can all help each other out. We can all, you know, stupid little things. I never did the birthday thing until I did it for a friend of mine on the show one night. And you guys got so excited, or some people got excited about it, so we started doing it for regulars when I know it's their birthday. And I never realized how much it meant to them. I'm not one of those guys, so it's hard for me sometimes to get it. So, you know, it's great. It's nice to have a radio family, get the nice notes I get from you guys, the emails, and the corrections. I don't have a problem with correction. As long as you're not being mean-spirited, I have no problem with you writing me, telling me you think I was off about something or what have you. And I'm blessed by all of you, the ones that donate, the ones that don't donate, the ones that just write me letters, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm blessed by every one of you because I know that somehow you either make me stronger, you make me realize something. In the past, I've had some of you change my mind or change my viewpoint. And sometimes I didn't change my mind, but at least you got me to look at something a different way. So when I speak to people that are on the opposite side of the issue from me, I can speak to them without sounding condescending. Because I never really want to sound condescending. Sarcastic from time to time, that's the Boston in me. We can be a sarcastic group. But it's never meant to hurt anybody, seriously. So I appreciate those words from time to time. Lets me know that I'm hitting the right message. I'm hitting the right people, and they're hearing what I'm having to say. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, God bless the judge that put another block on ending Title 42. And you know, look at. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care where your compassion's at. But the bottom line with it is we can't handle this influx because we can't check them out. We don't know if they're really here with their kids or somebody else's kids. We don't know anything about these people. Right? And so you have to learn, when it comes to this kind of stuff, you have to learn about these people. You have to do your homework. Well, they have to do their homework. I'm sorry. You have to find out how to check them out as they come into the country. And we're seeing what's happening. The crime that's rising in some of these cities, you know, Joe Biden and others are picking these people up, taking them, dumping them off in the inner cities or inside of this country. And I don't want to hear that stuff about not wanting to be compassionate. Look, over 80% of these people, and this isn't a Joe number. This has come out in several articles. Would not qualify to be allowed to stay in this country. They would be deported and sent back home. But without checking them out and saying that they think they're going to check them out later on, they're putting your family and my family in danger. That's not fair. And they're going to try to turn that on you by saying, oh, so you don't care if they're coming from a war-torn country? No, that's not it at all. But if I can't feed my family, how am I going to feed yours? That's number one. Number two is, if I don't know who you are, I don't know your character, I don't know what's going on in your life, you could be a thug. You could be a killer and a murderer. You could be a coyote. You could be somebody who's bringing drugs into the country. Why do I want you here? I want people that really want to come here for a different life, for a better life, for a free life, to be able to take care. Like my grandparents came here from Italy for a better life, to get away from fascism. And they didn't want a government handout. They don't want the government anywhere near them other than to help them get citizenship and move on. Hey, God bless people. Have a great rest of the evening. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.